With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association thanked the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service for reinstating the July cattle report, as well as the county estimates for crops and livestock. These reports were discontinued last year, but have provided critical data to farmers and ranchers for years. Tanner Bamer, NCBA's Executive Director of Government Affairs, says the return of the July cattle report and county estimates is a big win for cattle producers who utilize these reports to efficiently run their operations and make important marketing decisions. NCBA thanks the USDA for bringing back these vital reports and continuing to deliver timely, accurate, and useful transparency to livestock markets across the country. NASS also says the county estimates for crops and livestock reinstatement is effective for the 2024 crop season for corn, soybeans, rice, and cotton, also effective for the 2025 crop season for small grains like barley, oats, and wheat. The National FFA organization is proud to announce that its more than 1 million members, alumni, and supporters raised more than $1.6 million during the 10th annual Give FFA Day. The money raised will directly support FFA and agricultural education for local FFA chapters, state FFA associations, and the national FFA as a whole. It's the most money raised for FFA in a single day, following more than $1.4 million donated during last year's Give FFA Day. The Give FFA Day was created as a way to make a difference in the lives of FFA members across the country, growing the next generation of leaders who will feed, clothe, and change the world. By contributing on Give FFA Day, supporters did more than donate, says Molly Ball, president of the National FFA Foundation. They became a part of a movement that empowers the next generation of leaders in American agriculture. A proposal from the U.S. Trade Representative to impose new fees on ocean carriers with ties to China could take a major toll on U.S. farmers and ranchers. Two-thirds of all ag exports by volume are shipped overseas, and the cost of transporting exports to international trading partners could increase dramatically. In an effort to address China's dominance in global shipbuilding and logistics, the Trump administration has proposed a series of fees as high as $1.5 million targeting Chinese-operated vessels and Chinese-built vessels that access American ports. One American Farm Bureau market intel report said, depending on the fees set, bulk ag exporters could face an additional $372 to $930 million in annual transportation costs. Farmers have lost money on almost all major crops recently, says AFBF President Zippy Duval. They cannot afford the extra cost these fees would impose. The European Union delayed its first round of retaliatory tariffs until mid-April. Reports say the EU originally planned to lift a suspension on previously installed tariffs on April 1st. That would have been in response to America's 25% duties on steel and aluminum imports. The EU will implement a new round of countermeasures by mid-April. An EU spokesman says this delay provides additional time for more negotiations with the U.S., but pushing back the duties won't diminish their response. The delayed duties will cover 26 billion euros worth of American exports, including bourbon. The amount of EU duties is expected to mirror the $28 billion worth of economic impact from the U.S. tariffs. Last week, President Trump threatened to place 200% tariffs on alcoholic goods from France and other European countries, including wine and champagne, if the EU did not rescind its countermeasures. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.